Leading a fashion business in today's ever-changing economic background takes a multitude of skills, along with guts, instinct, and energy. In the Industry.Fashion's In Conversation podcast, we talk to the people who are in possession of all of those qualities and more, including those who have set up their own businesses or those who have risen to the top of fashion businesses, large and small. We delve into the background of these leaders' careers, find out what drove them to success, what continues to motivate them, and what their ambitions are for the future. We also get their take on how they see the industry developing, along with their advice for those wishing to follow in their footsteps. Best known for his fashion styling advice on ITV breakfast show Lorraine, Mark Hayes is a British fashion stylist and designer. Launching a partnership with online retailer Freeman's in 2022, Hayes has created several collections aimed at the over 40s woman. It is the first collection Hayes has designed himself, based on years of styling TV celebrities and viewers alike. He talks to Tom Shearsmith, news editor at theindustry.fashion, about how important it is to know a target demographic, how his TV experience helped build trust with Freeman's, and how his first few collections with Freeman's came together. So Mark, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Well, it's lovely to have you. You know, how are you actually feeling today? How is life for you?
Yeah, it's good. It's all good at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Completely aware of everything that's kind of going on in the rest of the country as well. Do you know what I mean? That cost of living crisis and things like that. Completely aware of that. But have always, you know, I've been fashion styling for so long that I've been through many a crisis now, you know, whether it's been the credit crunch, whether it's been, you know, COVID, whether it's been this, it's like, you know, we've been there and done that. And the one thing I've gone and learned is that people still love fashion, no matter what, people adore it.
Do you feel like, at least for you, but other people as well, think that fashion is perhaps an escape for all the bad things that's going on around us?
I think it's an escape, and I think it's often poo-pooed. It's considered, it always annoys me that, you know, they'll give serious time on the news to like 11 people running around a football pitch. But if it's a fashion story, it's always like it's like an afterthought, and it's always done with like a bit of humor. I'm like, do you have any idea how important the fashion industry is?
Yeah.
You know, so not only that, but also I think what it does to a lot of the ladies that I've gone and styled for so many years, it makes them feel different. Fashion is a huge escapism because it makes them feel so different, and it's so easy to just see it as frivolous. But if you're in the right outfit and if you're feeling good about yourself, that makes a huge difference. And we're thankfully talking about mental health an awful lot more now, but I do think it has a huge impact on mental health. As if you know, we all know, if you're not feeling right, if you're not liking what you wear, if you're not feeling good about yourself, you don't feel good mentally as well. So yeah, I think it's a huge, you know, it's a hugely important thing. So I think it's more than escapism, really. I think it's a, you know, it's a way of life for me.
Yeah. And I should stop you on your tracks slightly, because my presumption is most people would know who you are, but there could be people who are listening to the podcast who just have absolutely no idea who I'm talking to right now. So I hate to put you in the position, but could you summarize who you are in a nutshell?
No, I've got a very odd kind of fan base. Do you know what I mean? Where I've got like cabbies who pick me up and be like, oh, I love watching you in the mornings and all of that. So basically I've been on morning TV for 21 years now. Talking fashion, and I've been a fashion stylist. So I've gone and styled celebrities in the past and all sorts of like crazy people. I did Lady Gaga when she first came over to the UK. I did great. It was wonderful things. But what I realized throughout all of this is my favorite thing to do was to style real women. I don't know, it's a strange term to you, but it is. It's real women. It's like the women who, you know, live up and down this country, kind of thing. And that's what I've gone and done for all those years. Is style them on breakfast telly. Done me things.
I mean, 21 years. You must enjoy it, right?
I do enjoy it. Yeah. I mean, I'm quite lucky in the sense that, I mean, I think one thing that has always gone in my favor is I've got absolutely no interest in fame, like none whatsoever, but I adore my job, and it just so happens that, you know, part of that job is on live telly, and that's great fun. And I never realized I loved live TV until I started, and then I was like, oh, this is, yeah, it's terrifying. I mean, absolutely terrifying, but no, I just adore it. Yeah, I love it.
So then if we move from live TV to, you know, to the fashion collections that you've done and debuted, it's quite a jump. But yeah, if you take me all the way back to the beginning, not of your career, don't worry, we're not going to go X, Y, Z.
You're being a wild, Tom, I tell you, mate, I tell you.
But if we go back to the start of your relationship with Freeman's, how did that come about?
So that was from Richard Cristofoli, who is now at Freeman's. He was previously at Debenhams, and I knew him from there. And I'd always had a kind of close relationship with Debenhams, with all the high street stores, really, you know, but with Debenhams in particular, and Richard, I think, always saw my potential. I think he always saw there was an untapped market, because I've got really lovely ladies who follow me, and are so, you know, so kind. And I always thought, I think he realized there was an untapped market there of you know, ladies who love me. And it was really nice. You know, previously I've gone and put my names to different edits and stuff like that and worked with other people. And that's been great. But with Freeman's, it was kind of a no-brainer, because it was the first time I was ever allowed to design. Mm-hmm. And actually work with the design team there as well, who are fantastic. And really, you know, really good at the job. It was really nice going in there and working with the design team, and you can always tell how good someone is at their job when they are wanting to listen. So I'd be like, no, she can't wear that, because that's going to show her tummy off. She's not going to like that. We need to make sure it's cut down here. We can't have a mm-hmm. balloon hem on that, because that's going to show, we need to let it flow. And they're totally accepting of it. And it was such a relief to have that, and especially when you're a designer, because you were really putting your name to things. Yeah. Whilst, you know, before you just didn't know, you know what I mean? Like you'd put your ideas across, and then it'd come back in and have a big balloon hem right at the bottom of it that you just got an ask you, please don't do that. So it's
and I presume part of that as well, not to put you on a pedestal or anything, but your established relationship with the public or the platform that you're on through the TV,
yeah,
I presume allows you to have that dynamic with these, well, specifically Freeman's, but with these companies that lets them know that you're kind of like someone who understands and knows exactly what you're talking about. You're not just someone coming off the street.
I mean, that lady who I speak to, you know, from like 40 upwards, basically, who I kind of live and breathe, to be honest, she is my woman, and all I hear is how my body shape is changing. I don't like this, I don't like that, and I'm very aware of that. I feel like I almost have, maybe I've got an alter ego of a menopausal lady who lives in the north of England. That is my woman. That's who I always think of when I'm out shopping. I'm like, who am I shopping for? And I'm like, she's not going to like it, because most of them don't like the upper arm. So I can't do that sleeveless one. I can't do this. And I'm just always thinking of that. And it's something I've done, you know, for absolutely years. And I think, I think she's a forgotten market, to be honest, quite often. I think she's really forgotten. And there's certain things that, you know, just because a dress has got long sleeves doesn't mean she's going to like it, because in actual fact, all right, it might look like something that the Princess of Wales may wear now, you know, but in actual fact, that's going to look frumpy on her. Do you know what I mean? So you need to be aware of, like, right, we're going to have to put a V-neck in that. She needs to flash a little bit of flesh. You need to be aware of all those things. And mm-hmm. and yeah, as I said, I just kind of live and breathe that lady and the high street, and, you know, online brands have thankfully kind of noticed that as well.
We'll continue with our In Conversation podcast after this short ad break.
Smash all your sales goals with Style Arcade, the world's number one fashion software. Goodbye spreadsheets. Seamlessly connect all your systems into one source of truth, so you'll know what's the go with your sales, stock, future orders, and web analytics, with imagery all in one place. Now everyone can collaborate in a beautifully visual app. It's quick and easy to make smart decisions on which products are frequently purchased together, balancing your range instantly. With live tracking of your spend and margins, and reordering by size, because sizing for maximum profit and minimum waste is what we do best. Whether your sales are hitting a million or a billion, Join 300 teams globally and see for yourself why brands grow 74% faster when they visualize, collaborate, and automate in our app. Go from being a growing brand to a global brand today with Style Arcade.
Returns are expected to cost British fashion retailers some £7 billion this year. On top of this, the waste generated by returns means the cost to the planet, as well as the retailers' bottom lines, is getting unsustainable. In our latest report that we've created with Bleckmann, the leading logistics partner for omnichannel commerce, we look at how you can transform returns from a profit drain to a profit driver. Download your free copy today at theindustry.fashion.
If you say that your woman is the 40 plus woman, the generations of that obviously will change. So the but 10 years ago, that woman is now 50 plus, and the woman you're now dressing at 40 plus was 30. Mm-hmm. Do you notice that there are fashion trends that come and go, but yeah. Do you notice that there's changes in the woman as well overall, and maybe what they're looking for?
If I think of when I was a kid, if I think of a woman in her mid-50s, she was a very different woman to what a mid-50s woman is now.
Yeah.
She's very, you know what I mean? She's very someone in the 60s, 70s, you know, 80s even. They're aware of trends. They know what trends are. They want to look fashionable. And I think it's really important to interpret them. So she, you know, she's good. She is wearing the trend, but also she's, you know, I'll often get this. I just don't want to look mutton dressed as lamb. I always do that. And I'm like, well, you won't, I promise you, you know. But in actual, yeah, it's, there has been a definite shift where I think, yeah, someone who was classically thought of as older before doesn't mean that she's going to change. She still wants to pop into Zara and see if there's anything in there, as does potentially her granddaughter, you know.
How do you apply that from, you know, your knowledge as that kind of fashion stylist,
yeah,
to actually designing clothes? Because it's, you've said it yourself, you've put names to collections before, right, but this is your first time designing. How do you do it? Like, what is your starting point?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of examples of, like, you know, things that when we put together the one shoulder dress, there's a lot of ladies who are quite happy. Do you know what I mean? They're like, yeah, yeah. It's you know, it's important to just not completely cover up and stuff like that. There are ladies out there who are more than happy doing that. But I was then thinking of, like, well, what would she want? And she's very aware of, like, I hate a strapless bra. They hate strapless bras. So I'm like, I need to put a strap on there. So it's like a beautiful asymmetric one shoulder dress with one complete sleeve, completely open there, but it had a gorgeous strap there. So that meant she could wear a bra. So that's kind of like what I'm thinking all the time is those kind of things. So when we come up with, I mean, as I said, I've got the highest respect for the design team in Freeman's, and we work together so closely. And, you know, I'm loving a bit of Bradford now. I'm all over Bradford. So it's awesome up there. You know, we work together. They'll come up with ideas. I'll be coming up with ideas and stuff. I'll find things. I mean, I think the thing is that walking around, I'm constantly looking at things and be like, that's great. That's a lovely top. Why the hell didn't they make it a V-neck? Why on earth didn't they do that? So there's lots of that where I'll then, like, kind of sketch, you know, that my degree originally was in illustration, that fashion illustration, so I can, like, you know, kind of sketch out the type of things we want. And it's just been fascinating then, because I've never seen that side of things, of like then sending that off to the supplier and seeing what they come up. And it's just been, it's been the most, you know, incredible journey. And I think we've also discovered who she is, who the woman buying is. Because when we first started, you know, I'm a new brand. I've never had a brand before. This is completely new. So we weren't 100% as to, like, I had a good idea, but we then found out, actually, no, she likes a really strong print. She loves a big, bold print, which was amazing to hear. I'm like, no, maybe she'd have to something, you know, kind of like, no, bright, but, you know, kind of a bit more, you know, like, kind of like toned down. But no, she's loving that. So that's brilliant. I can then start pushing that. So I think that's, you know, that's one thing. And now we're getting into different seasons. We're seeing what's selling, why it's selling, what she's loving. But then she's always in the back of my head of that, you know, you know, I'll touch certain fabrics, I'm like, it's going to cling to her tummy, she's going to absolutely hate it. There's no way, you know what I mean? We can't do that kind of thing. So I'm just always, as I said, living my alter ego, my lady up there. I was born in Preston, do you know what I mean? I'm surrounded by all these ladies nonstop. That's
yeah.
It.
Well, I actually imagine as well, and I'm sure it's a consideration you thought of when going through everything, but the woman in Preston or from my end, so in Hull or, you know, in Bradford or even in London, they're all different women. They're all looking for different things. Just like every woman, a woman one street away could be looking for something completely different to down my street. Is it difficult, do you think, to encapsulate that into one or two collections?
I mean, you could proper go for it. I know that there was one dress we did in the first season that was at a higher hemline and it sold, but it didn't sell as well. But we're like, we need to try it. We need to see, would she like that higher hemline during a spring summer collection? Mm-hmm. Would, you know? And it was like, okay, right. That's, you know, that was a bit too short. So you're right. We do need to do that. I think the one thing that I constantly hear just nonstop is that my body's changed. My body is changing.
Yeah.
That's all I hear. And that's always in my head as well. So I never want to have something that's too body conscious. It's too, but also at the same time, then showing off things that she does want to show off. So if it's a bit of cleavage, she's more than happy with that. If it's a bit of shoulder, she likes a bit of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she still wants to look, you know, she still wants to look younger than, you know, she is. And that's really important to me. You know,
yeah.
I want to look younger than I am.
I think we all do, to be honest. But if we move from almost the woman to the clothing, the first collection you did was 50 items and it covered all manner of women's wear categories.
Yeah.
And when I saw the press release at the time, you said it took inspiration from the French Riviera and holidays that you went on, I think, in the Mediterranean.
Just from color points of view. And I think also that really helps out the design team at Freeman's as well. I think that's how they work. So I have to get into their kind of mode as well of, instead of me just being like, well, I want one of them, I really like this, and I think we need to do one of them, we try and, you know, so they can talk about it as a collection. And I think that's really important to them.
Yeah.
But it was all filled with like favorite pieces. So things like, you know, the not dress and not a dress at the front is really important. I love a shirt dress. I think it's one of the most versatile pieces. It's something that I really champion is ways to wear. How many ways can you wear it? Can we do it in different ways? And I think it's really important at the moment as well, the fact that, okay, that shirt dress, she can do it with a heel, she can do it with a trainer and a biker jacket, she can open it up and tie it at the back, and then she can wear it as a duster coat. Loads of different ways of doing it. So, that kind of shirt dress is really important to me. But then again, you know, making sure that I had like, you know, kind of knots at the front and stuff like that. So she is, you know, if she's conscious of her tummy area, that's going to be super flattering. But yeah, I think like from those kind of like the names of the collections and stuff like that, a lot of it was kind of like down to from a color point of view, just to kind of air about it. And also I think to help the Freeman's team as well.
Yeah, I presume it not only helps communicate to the customer, but also internally for what you want it to be.
That was really important, and it's something I'd not thought about. As I said, this was new to me. And
why did you choose that specifically then as your debut theme, I guess?
I mean, I suppose it was more kind of a, you know, a color point of view, and also, I mean, they were all uplifting pieces. I think the one thing I wanted to concentrate on, aside from like, you know, one shoulder sequin dress throughout the whole thing, has been day wear. And there's nothing more glamorous than day wear, you know, in the Mediterranean, the French Riviera, that kind of vibe. You know, that's what, you know, classic, you know, kind of some great classic pieces that you could have in your wardrobe as well. But yeah, it was all meant to be uplifting and, you know, kind of good vibes only, really.
Not to directly compare you to anyone else, but you followed in the footsteps of some well-known and great names who've done things with Freeman, like Julian McDonald, Henry Holland.
I know.
Obviously, you saw the company and you saw these people who'd worked with them. You obviously felt like the team had a strong design focus before, just based on that. But how did it feel personally to know that you were at least heading somewhere that had this focus?
This doesn't sound, you know, I was quite honoured, if I'm being honest. Because, you know, Julian and Henry, Henry's a really good mate. You know what I mean? I love Julian to bits. He's cracking as well. I interviewed, that's what I did. I used to interview them at London Fashion Week. Do you know what I mean? I was like, red carpet boy. Tell me about your collection. And he excited to see Nicola Roberts here from Girls Aloud. That kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? That was what I did. That was, so it was quite amazing. And that without question, like I still have to pinch myself that I've now moved into that league. But at the same time, and giving myself a bit of self-worth, I don't really know anyone who lives and breathes their audience as much as I do. I literally speak to them every day of my life. Mm-hmm. When I'm out and about, I talk to everyone. She'll come up to me. I hear all sorts of stories, Tom. You should hear the things that tell me. My other half, Robert, God love him. I mean, there's moments where you just have to just wander off because it's just like you just get, you know, chatted at so much.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, but I gained so much from that. And I realized what she's after, what she's loving. She'll tell me what she didn't like, you know, and that's really important to me, you know. So for as much as, yeah, I'm certainly not Julian or Henry. I do feel like I know that woman inside out. And, you know, as a Glasgow School of Art, I know my stuff, you know, I got my degree there. I'm like, it's lovely to be there. It really is.
Yeah. And obviously giving yourself some self-worth, you went through the whole design process. The collection then got released. The advertising campaign got released, which again was great. You must have then at that point, at least, been able to take a step back and just gone, you know, I'm really proud of what I did here. And
I did. I mean, seeing the advert come out, that was awesome. That was just brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a big fan of a murder documentary, Tom, I've got to be honest. And like, watching some kind of crime investigation channel and be like, all of a sudden the Freeman's advert comes on and there I
That's
am.
That's certainly a contrast. I'll give you that.
So we've all got to have a dark side. You know what I mean? But it's... yeah, it was fantastic seeing, yeah, like, you know, on these big primetime shows and all of a sudden I'd be popping up. That was incredible. And for as much as I did go like, well done, this is great, this is brilliant, I am a terrible warrior. So the next thing was that, right, let's get this stuff. Okay, I know we need to make sure, well, how are the sales doing? What's happening here? What's she liking? What's she not liking and stuff? But that's, listen, if you rest on your laurels, that's when I think it goes wrong, you know? So I think it's really important to just be aware of what she's liking, what she's not liking. And we took it on board. And thankfully that showed in the autumn winter collection as well. We're like, right, okay, she's loving that show.
Yeah, well, tell me about the autumn winter collection, because that came out. When did that come up? Was that September?
Yeah, because it's so funny. Like, man, obviously, your listeners will know this. Suppliers are all like so choppy and chatty. It was quite interesting seeing things drop when they did. So, I mean, I think some of the last pieces only came out in November. But, I mean, a lot of them, thankfully started, you know, kind of like beginning of September and stuff. We had some pieces. But that's been awesome. I've really loved that. And just, again, just very considered a lot of the pieces, you know, that I'm doing. Like, for prime example, like a shacket. So she loves a shacket. You know, she loves the idea of a shacket, but shackets are not terribly flattering. They're quite square in their nature. They finish at a funny bit. They can finish on the widest part of her hips. Mm-hmm. And then if she does have a waist, it's not showing off any of her waist. So I wanted, so for example, like the shacket there, I wanted to just take it up just a notch. So it still covered her bum. So we had a slight dip hem in it. So we're like, okay, all good. But then have an internal toggle in there as well. So we can just cinch it in a little bit at the side and stuff like that. Those kind of things did really well. And it's been really good, like being able to show that on Instagram as well and explain why I've gone and done it. So the coats as well, I did the exact same with like the Parker coat that we've got in there as well, that an internal thing just to give her just that little bit of shape and just make her feel a bit better, you know, about, about things. But yeah, that's the autumn winter has been fantastic, and the Christmas collection as well, that was really, really good. The Christmas jumper went out in very quickly. It was great. My fabulous one, that was lovely. They've really, you know, she loves a sequin, she loves a bit of sparkle, so that was great as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue with our In Conversation podcast after this short ad break.
I'm Tom Shearsmith, news editor at theindustry.fashion, and I'm here to remind you that every day we dedicate ourselves to producing daily news, features and insights to keep our readers up to date and ahead of the curve of events changing the UK fashion market, such as breaking stories, interviews, and analysis. Remember to check in every day to stay up to date. All of our content is free to view, and why not sign up for our free daily update newsletter? I need to ask about expansion beyond. Obviously, we'll come to what you're going to do in the future very shortly, but have you ever been tempted to step out of that category of that woman that you know, be it changing to menswear or changing to an older or younger demographic? Or do you feel like, obviously, it's what you live and breathe.
It is what I live and breathe, is, and I do feel she's a forgotten market. So I think it's important for me to fight a corner sometimes, to be honest. I think as far as, like, from a younger demographic, I'm very aware. I'll always make sure, you know, I've got great assistants that I use, and I always make sure that well in their 20s and keeping me abreast of what's up, because it's really important. Do you know what I mean? Because that my lady will want to wear those trends. It might take her 2 seasons, but she'll want to wear them. Do I need to start integrating them? Whether it's a kick flare, do you know what I mean, that's in at the moment, so some of the fashion things that I'm now, because I'm 45, I'm now fully aware of, like, oh, Jesus, I wore that before.
I think it's cycling round again.
I'm around now. Yeah. So it's really important that, you know, you have younger influencers. I think that's so important. And again, I think that's important to show that you're decent at your job, is to take influence from other people and be, you know, be really accepting of it. So I think that's so. But no, as far as like changing my demographic, I think I would have to stick to it. And as far as menswear goes, I think it's a really funny one. I feel I've styled men in the past, but I'll be honest, I style them like me. I style them like what I wear. Mm-hmm. I think that's a real, and I think that helps me as a male stylist styling females, is I'm not styling for myself. I'm styling for that woman. Whilst I think if I was a male stylist, I would end up putting them in the clothes I want to wear.
Yeah.
And I think that's very much the case. I think that's why I've gone and found, you know, why she responds so well, is that I don't dress her like I want to dress, or like the catwalks tell her to dress. I dress her to keep her feeling good about herself.
Mm-hmm. And then if I look more closely, I guess, at the future, what can you tell me about, if I first focus on Freeman's, your relationship with Freeman's, what can you say about it going ahead in 2023?
I mean, the collection's looking awesome at the moment. We're putting all that together, all ready to kind of kick out. Hopefully when this is going out, we'll start having like a couple of pieces dropping then. That looks great for spring, summer. Really, really proud. I did a fantastic shoot on that as well. Shot some great Instagram content as well, showing different ways to wear and stuff, which I think she really appreciates. And I think especially at the times we're going through at the moment as well. That seems to be going great. I think the other thing as well, because I am a stylist, that's what I do, is I've got other people's clothes. And so I think we'll be integrating as well next to my collection that I've got, is kind of like my edits, because that's what I noticed, is that, well, there's no point me doing a white denim jacket. I'd rather get another piece in. But then Kaleidoscope does have one. So I'm like, happy days, let's do that. So we can start to bring in other pieces from the Freeman's, you know, kind of family.
Yeah.
And style them in with it, which is basically, that's in my DNA. That's what I do. So
yeah. And obviously from like a sustainability point of view, there's no point in you making something that someone else has done. Exactly. Absolutely no point.
Yeah, yeah. I want, you know, and she what, and that's one thing we went and noticed as well, even though, if I do say so myself, Tom, my jeans were phenomenal. They were so good. Like, the Kifler jeans were absolutely awesome. But what we realized was, well, actually, she's already got a pair of jeans. So they sold, but it wasn't to the same level that I was hoping that they would be. So I feel when she's after a Love Mark Hayes piece, which always feels weird speaking in the third person. I sound a bit Mariah Carey, but I'm really not, you know. But when she wants a Love Marques piece, she wants something a bit special. She wants to feel good. She wants to be able to go out on a Saturday being like, yeah, I love this. You know what I mean? And feel special in it. So I think it's really important that all of my pieces are daytime, but statement making. And then those great little kind of add-ons, which now we'll do as kind of like part of my collection. So when you go onto the page, it'll have other bits that can go then perfectly with that. And I think that's a way I think a lot of people are going to be working, I think, this year going forward, to be honest, is that ways to wear thing and just that kind of value for money is to like, okay, this is great, but what about putting it with this? What about trying it with that?
Yeah. And as far as you can say, or as far as you're aware, your relationship with Freeman's is going to continue for quite a long time.
Absolutely. They, we've got a cracking relationship with them. They're just, they're genuinely one of the most lovely teams. And as I said, I love a bit of Bradford. It's a true excitement getting the train up there and seeing them. So I'm over the moon with it.
I just want to say thank you really for giving me half an hour of your time to talk.
Pleasure.
About your life, but everything Freeman's as well, because the work you've done in the last 12 to 18 months, including the behind the scenes work, has been incredible, and what you've showcased was great, and I look forward to what you showcase in 2023 as well.
Cheers, Tom, honestly I can't wait. It's super exciting times, honestly. Thank you.
If this fashion leader story inspired you, why not head over to our website at theindustry.fashion or find us on your favourite podcast platform where you can hear from many more leading industry figures. Don't forget to subscribe so you can be sure that you never miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, please do leave us a review or rating. If you would like to suggest names that you would like to hear on the podcast, feel free to drop us a line at press@theindustry.fashion and remember to visit www.theindustry.fashion for your daily fashion fix, and to sign up for our free daily update newsletter.